Hi there. Welcome to As a Meter of Fact with CoServe, the podcast that helps you get the most out of your experience as a CoServe energy consumer. I'm Jason Kress, and with me as usual is my co-pilot, Sarah Ellis.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Wherever you live, people are making a difference in your community. You might be one of those people too. You might give your time, energy, and resources to make life better for you and your neighbors.
Caring for our community is the heart behind everything we do at CoServe. We take joy in coming alongside these people and organizations and partnering with them to make an even greater impact on the cities and towns we serve.
This episode is part of a new periodic series called Difference Makers. We'll focus on nonprofits who are doing an incredible job in North Texas. These specific nonprofits have received grants from the CoServe Charitable Foundation, but the coolest part is that the money for those grants comes from generous CoServe members, customers, and employees.
So if you participate in Operation Roundup, which you do if your monthly energy bill rounds up to the nearest dollar, you are one of those generous people, and we thank you.
We hope this episode of Difference Makers inspires you and encourages you. And let's jump in. Let's hear about the huge impact your donations are making on our North Texas neighbors. Here's our guest.
My name is Michelle Connor, and I am the CEO and founder over here at Grace Like Rain. I've been here since the beginning in 2016. Our vision is to see families' lives transformed, breaking the cycle of poverty and homelessness. We specialize in a very holistic and individualized approach to families experiencing homelessness. This approach makes us unique in the fact that rather than just treating homelessness symptomatically, we address it by treating the root causes and needs. For example, if you're a single mom and you need to get to work, but you don't have childcare, it makes it really hard to do that. If you don't have transportation to get to work, it's really the same thing. So we really just look at the whole situation and address the needs that they have. We always strive to provide community and human connection to all of our clients, as this is one of the needs that is sought to address most in our inception. We wanted to be there to address those relationships and that community. We know that through the people and the connection, that's where the hope grows and where we build to build true relationship with our families. When we help a family to move into a home, we want to make sure they have everything they need to make that house a home. So kitchen items, bathroom items, furniture, things like that. So in years past, the grant has helped us with that. We've also utilized that for our Wheeler House, which is our short-term transitional and long-term transitional housing for single moms with kids. It is able to help us provide case management programs and just a roof and safe place for those families in need. One of our new programs and one of those root causes and needs that we need to meet is transportation. So many of our families don't have reliable and safe vehicles, which then makes it hard for them to get to work or childcare or just to meet your basic needs of grocery shopping and things. So just this morning, we found out we have a vehicle that's ready to be gifted and given to one of our families. And so the case manager called her family. She said, hey, we have a car for you. And Monday, you know, we need to get all the documentation, go get your insurance. And Monday, we're going to make the transfer of this vehicle. And the mom was shocked and surprised and just in awe of this. But then the really cool part of it was, is that her daughter at school, which I'm not sure, I think her daughter's around 4 or 5, was at school and they were creating a wish list for Santa for Christmas. And she had 6 or 7 items on there, and they're all toys and things that she wants. And the last thing on her list was a car for my mom. And it just melted my heart because the mom had no idea that her daughter was feeling this. We had no idea. And in the same day that she sees this list from her daughter, she gets the call that we're being able to help meet one of those immediate needs. So that's just a really cool story to see. And we love to be able to work with our families and just bless them in that way, especially when they're really working hard to maintain a job and, you know, meet the budget and do everything they need to just keep a strong, stable household. Mm-hmm. 2020 has been a crazy and wild year for many people in our community. We have more families than ever that are facing homelessness or seeing this extreme need that really hasn't always been right in front of our faces. And I think COVID has definitely made some of that is just right there. It could be any of us. We're all really one, two, maybe three lost paychecks away from maybe being in some of the same situations. So I think over the course of this last year and even going into this next year, just the need is great. We have tripled our staff and tripled our resources, and the need has way surpassed that in 2020. So we have been able to assist with rental and utility needs. We've been able to house over 25 families this month or this year, provide the shelter, the childcare, all the different needs. So those needs are going to continue to go up. So what I would say is get involved somewhere. Recognize what's going on around you in the community. Look for people that just need a helping hand, that just need someone to believe in them, someone to encourage them. And then just know about the agencies that are out there that are providing resources for individuals and families that need that support. And then you can get involved with those agencies by either giving, of course, which is always a huge need, but also volunteering. Our Grace Like Rain, we use coaches, which are volunteers that really, I would say they're the cheerleaders for our families. Every family has a case manager, but they also get coaches. And those coaches just, it's like a sister or a best friend that's just going to encourage you and walk with you along the way through some tough times. So be the community for those that are struggling and be there for them no matter what. Relationships are what drives us here at Grace Like Rain. Again, I can look, I'm not looking at an issue. I'm not looking at homelessness or poverty. I'm looking at individuals that have been through a lot, are going through something right now, and they need to know that they are loved, that they are worth, that they're valued, and that there is hope in the future. And how we get that is through the relationships. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to reach their full potential. And by addressing these basic needs and barriers our clients face, we allow them to do just that.
Thanks again to CoServe members, customers, and employees who contribute to the CoServe Charitable Foundation through Operation Roundup. Through your generosity, you are transforming the lives of individuals and families facing homelessness and poverty.
If you'd like to learn more about Operation Roundup, visit coserve.com/community. And if something Michelle said today struck a chord with you and you want to get involved with Grace Like Rain, check out their website, glrtx.org. Until next time, keep making a difference in your neighborhood.